defense, and Reed and Ray Lewis may not be there, but they're still playing at a high level.
Yeah, definitely. You know, they've been producing over the past, you know, at least five games. They've been playing really well, winning some close games, not allowing offenses to do a lot against them. So they've always played a physical brand of football down there, and they do a good job.
Talk about the rivalry. If indeed you think that Baltimore and England's a rivalry.
Well, I don't know if it's a rivalry. I know we've played in a bunch of games against them over the past few years, and you know, it's been in some key situations, you know, AFC Championship type games and playoff games, and those are big football games. So, you know, it's another big football game coming up this weekend, and one that we're going to have to be prepared for.
Steve, a couple of times today, we said that the Ravens are a championship contender. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you guys feel like, I guess, answering that sort of challenge that, you know, you're going up against a team that he has a lot of respect for?
Yeah, well, I mean, Coach has a lot of respect for them, but we also have a lot of respect for them as well. I mean, they're a good football team. They play hard. They're coached well. They're a disciplined football team, and they always go out and play physical football. So it's never an easy place to play down there in Baltimore. It'll be a tough game, and one that we're going to have to play 60 minutes of good, sound, tough football in order to come out there with a win.
How hard is it to keep Torrey Smith in front of you?
Yeah, definitely. He's a great receiver. You know, he's fast. He has the ability to run really good routes, has good hands. And then, obviously, Flacco has the arm strength to get him the ball all the way down the field. So he's a key guy for their offense, a guy that we're going to have to understand where he's at on the field.
Steve, do you see similarities between the Patriots and the Ravens? I mean, you guys seem to win games the same way.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if there's similarities between us, but I think if you look over the course of the season, we've won a lot of close games. They've won a lot of close games. So if you want to call that a similarity, I guess you could call it that.
Steve, what's the difference? You know, last five games, I think he has -3 in the turnover battle.
Right.
How is there a way to get turnovers, create more turnovers if you're a defense?
Well, it's something that we work on every week, you know, every day in practice. It's something that we pride ourselves on. We want to go out there and create turnovers and give the offense the ball back. And then on the offense side of the ball, I know that they're always working on ball security and not turning the ball over. So it's something that's a key factor in wins and losses in this league, and something that we keep continuing to work on every day that we go out and work. So hopefully we could come away with some this week. It's something that we definitely take pride in.
And in a game like this Sunday, you know, with two left to go here,
right?
You know, you're not looking ahead, but just how important is, you know, that sounds cliche, but just getting out of there with a win somehow, some way.
Yeah, definitely, it's huge. I mean, it's big for both teams. You know, a lot's on the line, playoff hopes and all that type of stuff. So it's a big game. Anytime you get games down here in late December, early December, going into January, you know, those are big time football games. So you know, they just keep getting bigger as we go on from here.
How scary is it thinking that if you lose this weekend, you don't clinch anything? It would come down to the last week.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's scary. I think it's just we understand that there's a sense of urgency that we have to go out and play a good sound football game, and we need to come away with the win to continue to try to accomplish some of the things that we want to accomplish this year. So it's a big football game for us. It's a big football game for them, and one that I'm sure will be hard fought.